Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of having a heart after God's own, learning from David's example of acknowledging mistakes, repentance, and trusting in God's promises, and the need to emulate humility, hold fast to God's word, and seek repentance and restoration. Today's Bible verses are from Acts chapter 13, verses 22 to 24. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus." John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. That's Acts chapter 13, verses 22 to 24.
David, the imperfect yet repentant king of Israel, teaches us valuable lessons about having a heart after God's own. Despite his failures and sins, David humbly recognized his wrongdoings and genuinely repented. He didn't shy away from admitting his mistakes and quickly turned to God for forgiveness. David's heart was right before the Lord, which is why he was considered a man after God's own heart. In today's world, where self-sufficiency and independence are often glorified, David's example reminds us of the importance of humility and repentance. It is easy to make mistakes, stumble, and fall into sin, but how we respond to our failings matters. Do we stubbornly cling to our pride and deny our wrongs, or do we humbly come before the Lord, confessing our sins and seeking his forgiveness? David's life exemplifies what God can do when he takes hold of someone for his sovereign purposes. David was a man who trusted in the Lord with all his heart and didn't rely on his own understanding. He possessed a teachable spirit, always ready to learn and repent. His heart was loyal, faithful, and obedient, set apart for God's delight and dedicated to doing his will. David's example challenges us to hold fast to the truth of God's word. In a world that constantly bombards us with different opinions and beliefs, anchoring ourselves in the unchanging truth that comes from God is crucial. Like David, we should trust God's promises and align our lives with his word. Finally, David's life teaches us the value of repentance and restoration. Though David sinned greatly, he experienced the cleansing and renewal that comes from God's mercy and grace. God is always ready to forgive and restore us when we genuinely repent and turn away from our sins. Let's follow David's example and seek after God with all our hearts. Let's be quick to recognize our wrongdoings, confess them sincerely, and trust in God's promises. Let's have hearts dedicated to doing God's will and delight in obeying him. David's story reminds us that we are not defined by our mistakes, but by our response to them. God sees our hearts and is ready to forgive and restore us when we come to him with true repentance. So let us learn from David's example and strive to have hearts after God's own. May we be humble enough to acknowledge our wrongs, seek forgiveness, and align our lives with God's word. In doing so, we can experience the joy and fulfillment of living a life dedicated to doing God's will.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the life of David, a man after your own heart, we are reminded of the importance of humility, repentance, and obedience. Like David, may we have hearts that are tender towards you, quick to recognize our failings, and eager to seek your forgiveness. Grant us the courage to admit our mistakes and the wisdom to align our lives with your truth. Help us to trust in your promises and to anchor ourselves in your word amidst the changing tides of the world around us. Lord, when we stumble and fall, may we not hesitate to come before you with contrite hearts, knowing that your mercy is abundant and your grace is sufficient to restore us. Teach us, O Lord, to walk in your ways and to delight in doing your will. May our lives reflect the example of David, a man who sought your face earnestly and found favor in your sight. Guide us, strengthen us, and mold us into vessels fit for your purpose. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Friends, as we part ways, may blessings follow you like gentle whispers of grace, guiding your steps and illuminating your path. May peace envelop your heart, joy fill your days, and love surround you always. Until we meet again, may you be blessed abundantly in every aspect of your life. Take care, and may God's grace be with you. Farewell.